We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Pei Tes. We were at the end of Sif Aleph on the very top of page 238. We discussed last night the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, which told us that the proper Zman for Tefillah Shacharis is with Netzach Chama. But if one davened earlier from Omer HaShachar and Heir Pnei Mizrach, he is Yotzei. And the Zman ends at the end of the fourth hour, which is a third of the day. And then the Mechaber told us, if a person made a mistake or on purpose and he davened after the fourth hour up until Chatzos, even though he does not get schar for tefillah bezmana, he does get schar for tefillah. So if one missed zman tefillah, one should still daven up until Chatzos, because even though he will not get schar for tefillah bezmana, he will get schar for tefillah. And now we pick up in the Ramah on the top of 238. The Ramah writes, V'achar Chatzos osur lehispalel tefillah shachris. Says the Ramah, after Chatzos, it's not that you don't have to anymore, it's Aser. It's Aser to daven Shacharis after Chatzos. And the Mishaburu says in Sivkoton Zayin, Mashma Miloshen Harav, it's Masha from the Ramah, Da'afilu Tekef Achar Chatzos Aser Lehispalel Shacharis. It's very clear from the Ramah that even immediately after Chatzos, it is Aser to daven Shacharis, V'ad le'el koi bein ovar b'mezir o ta b'shogig. And it's going back on what the Mechaber was just discussing, whether you accidentally forgot to daven, or you are purposed in daven, but whatever it is, it's clear from the Ramah that once Chatzos comes, you're done. V'yesh mekilin b'achatzi shah sh'achar Chatzos. There are those who are more lenient than the Ramah, and they say you can still daven for the half hour, meaning the chatzi of the shah's manios, after Chatzos. Uladina mashma mi primi godim v'derachayim. Halacha lemaisa, it's mashma from the primi godim v'derachayim. She'ein lozos mi psak harav. Not to leave the psak of the Ramah, not to daven after Chatzos. V'chein mashma bir hagro, that's also how the gro is mashma. De be'emes kvar higia zman mincha she'maschelas mitchila sheva. Because already after Chatzos begins the zman of mincha, which really starts at the beginning of the seventh hour, which is immediately following Chatzos. Elo mitam she'ein anu bikin, but because we are not experts in the exact times, v'shema yovo litos, and therefore a person might make a mistake, v'alkein osru chazal. Therefore chazal asered in the first half hour, and therefore when you call up the hotlines, the Zman hotlines, it gives you a half hour after Chatzos for the beginning of Zman Mincha. But really Mincha starts, the Zman of Mincha really starts after Chatzos, we just push it off a half hour. And alkein, therefore, says the Mishabura, kishe shogag onenas, if a person by accident or ba'ones v'lo hispalel kodem chatzos, and he did not daven shachris before chatzos, what should he do? Yamtin achar chatzos chatzi sha'a. He should wait till the half hour after chatzos. Dehainu kidei shiagia zman tfilas mincha. That's when the ikar zman of mincha comes. V'yispalel mincha, and he should first daven mincha. V'achar kach shachris b'toras hashlama. And then he should daven tashlumen and do a second mincha, which will cover shachris. V'lo lehepich, and not the opposite, because as we'll see soon, when it comes to tashlumen, you always daven the tefillah that you're up to at that moment, which in this case is mincha, and then you daven shachris afterwards. V'gam dafka b'shogag onenas. And tashlumen also, as we know, only applies if you were b'shogig or b'ones. Avo b'mezid ein lo takona. But if a person was b'mezid, there is no way to correct it. Kamoshi yizbar kolzeh b'simen kufches. Like we'll see all this in great detail in Simen Kufches. Omnon b'di'evid. Im hispalo shachris b'chatzi shah zo sh'achar chatzos yotza. Even though you should not daven in the half hour after chatzos, you should not daven shachris. You should wait till after the half hour and first daven mincha and then be tashlumen for shachris. But if you did the wrong thing and you daven shachris in the half hour between chatzos and the half hour after chatzos, you are yotzei v'ein tzarech lehispalo shenis, and you do not need to daven a second time. V'ayim b'chidushei Rabbi Kiva Eger mashekosa b'shem atzlach b'inyan zeh. And look in the chidushei Rabbi Kiva Eger, what he brings down from the tzlach in this inyan, and in note 14 he brings down what the tzlach says. Shekosa b'atzlach, the tzlach writes in brachos, that in this case, what should you do? You got to chatzos, you didn't daven shachris yet, and now you're in the half hour between chatzos and when mincha starts. She yisbalul b'chatzi sho shel achar chatzos al tnai. She'im hu zman mincha tia tfilu l'mincha. You should daven ishman esrei during that half hour, and you should make a condition that if this is really the Zman of Mincha, this Tefillah should be for Mincha. V'imlo tiel shachris. If it's not this ma'amincha, then it should be count for shachris. Ula achar chatzi shazo yispal shenis. And after the half hour is up, you should daven a second time. V'yasna, and you should make the following tnai. She'ima tefila harishona ha'isa l'mincha. The first tefila counted as mincha tiazu tashlumin l'shachris. Then this second tefila should be a tashlumin for shachris. V'ima tefila harishona ha'isa l'shachris. If the first tefila was for shachris, tiazu l'mincha, then this tefila should be for mincha. V'kein zeh kosav abir alocha l'kamam. So therefore, the Tzlach says that in fact one should daven one Shmon Esrei between Chatzos and the half hour afterwards, but with the tnai that if it's mincha, shekal for mincha, shachris, shachris, and the one that he does later will either be tashumin for shachris if the first one was mincha, or it will be mincha if the first one was shachris. Look at the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha on 238, the top line, V'acha Chatzos. Look what we wrote in the Mishtabura in terms of the half hour following Chatzos. The Achar Chatzi Shah Zo Lukuli Alma Shuv Lo Yisbal Tfila Shachris. After that half hour is up, it's Vaday, according to everyone, you cannot have in Shachris. Afilu Imashalo Yisbal Ar Atahoya Ba'ones. Even if you had a tremendous ones and that's why you couldn't daven beforehand, the kosher came bemazed. Certainly if you did it bemazed. The Hamispala, one who does go ahead and daven after the half hour after Chatzos, Birchos of Levatola Lakama Poskim. His brachos are Levatola according to many Poskim. What should he do? Elo Yispala Tfilas Mincha, the Achakash Mon Esri, Bishil Shachas Lashloma. Rather, he should daven Mincha, and then afterwards he should make up another Shmon Esrei as a tashuma for shachris. Vuhushe bitula trila hoyo mitchila ba'ones lo b'mezid. That's only assuming again that his missing of shachris was ba'ones or b'shogi and not b'mezid, like we'll see later on in Simon Kuv Ches. Uktsas takona ayin loze shom b'siv zayin. That is the end of halacha aleph. That's a good question. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he's, I don't know, but it sounds like the first way, like you're saying. It sounds like the ikker that the Mishabur is bringing down is he says, Al nenas lo spalo, call them that, well, you should, that's what you should do. And then he just brings down, by the way, like another eitzah. It doesn't sound like that's his ikker thing. He doesn't speak that out. He speaks out the first thing very clearly, what he wants you to do. And then he just says, Ayin kiveger for another, you know, another opinion. It sounds to me like the first way would be his ikker way. Let's go to Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, the Machaber says, Kevon Sheigiyaz Mantvila Oser Lo Odom Lahaktim Lepesa Chavero Litin Lo Shalom. Once it reaches the time of Tfila, it is Oser for a person to go to his friend's door to give him Shalom. Mishum Dishmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Because the name of Hashem is Shalom, and therefore, before you daven, you should not greet your friend with Hashem's name. Aval Mutter Lomer Lo Tzafra Demari Tav. But you can wish him top of the morning. You can wish him a good morning. You just can't say shalom. Va'afilu ze einu mutter eloke shehutzrach lalechas liros eza esek. And that's only permissible if you had to go near your friend's house to look at a certain business. Avalim einu holech elo lahakbil ponav kodem atfila. But if you just went to your friend's house to greet your friend before davening, afilu ze haloshen aser. Then even this language is forbidden. So you can't just go to your friend's house to greet him, even if you don't say shalom, you're just going to say good morning. You can't go to your friend's house to greet him to say good morning. But what you can do is if you have to go by your friend's house, and as we'll see in the Mishavua, then you can knock on his door and say good morning, but you still can't say shalom. But you can't go badafka to his house to say shalom. If you have to go near his house, then you could go to, then you could stop by the door and you could say good morning, but you can't say shalom. V'chein aser l'chroa lo k'shemashim l'pisco. It's also aser to bow to him when you go in the morning to his doorway. V'yesh omrim dekriya asura afilu b'lo mashim l'pisco. Some say that bowing is aser even if you don't go to greet him by his house. V'im hiskil l'varech ha-brachos. But if you started saying the brachos, then achar kach ein lochosh kokach. Then you don't have to worry so much if you already said brachos, and we'll see what all this is referring to in the Mishnah Berurah. Then the Mechaber says, "V'im eino mashkim lepisko." If you don't go to his house to greet him by the door, Elisha poga boba derech, you met him on the way to shul. Mutar liten lo shalom, then you could say shalom to him. So this iser is only going special out of your way to greet him to say shalom, that's aser. But if you meet him on your way, then you can say shalom. V'yesh omrim, and some say that one should be stringent, sha'afilu b'motzei chaveiro bashuk, even if you happen to meet your friend in the market, lo yomar lo elatzafra demaritav, you should only say to him, good morning, kedei sheyitein lev shu aser lis'ake b'dvarim acherim klal ad shisbalo. So that it should be a reminder to you, you should not say the regular shalom aleichem that you normally give. Rather, you should say good morning. It changed from your normal way. That way, it will be a sign for you to realize you shouldn't spend too much time schmoozing until you daven. So let's go to the Mishnah Berurah now. It's Sifkatam Ches. So he said, once it reaches the Zman Tefillah, it's aser to be makten into Pesach Aver Litin Lo Shalom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Me'amur HaShachar. The Zman Tefillah starts Me'amur HaShachar, Va'ayim Bebir Halacha B'Sif Aleph. But look at the Bir Halacha that we did yesterday, and what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to is that we came out very clearly that Lafi, our understanding of the Mechaber, it was not Amar HaShachar that was the Zman Tefillah, it was Amar HaShachar and Heyer Pnei Mizrach, which was a few minutes later. Sifkaton test, you should not go lahakdim. Vehu adinim holech bebeis akneses mimakom hakavua lo lumkom chaveru litin lo shalom. And this many people are not careful about. The same way you can't go from your house to his house to greet him, you can't go from your makom kavua in shul, leave it to go specifically to greet him with shalom. So you started davening, you came to your place and you started saying brachos, so now you see someone across the shul, it's usher to go and leave your makom kavua. It's like leaving your house and going to his door. You can't go and greet him with shalom. Sivkata nyud lepesach adero. Vehu adinim hoya aviv orabo. The same thing applies if it was your father or your rebbe. V'im yesh lachush le'evas gavra aloma. But if you are afraid of eva from a very strong person, you're afraid he's going to attack you, then im yochol liten yado below amira shalom. If you could just shake his hand and greet him that way without saying shalom shapir dami, that's better. Ukesha pago baderech. But if you meet this strong guy on the way, yesh lahokel begavra aloma gamba amira shalom, you can even greet him with shalom. Debalav hochi midina muta ukidal kamon. And like we saw in the Mechaber later on, the mikra din, if you greet someone on the way, you're allowed to say shalom anyway. There's just a chumra of the yesh omrim that are machmir. But the mikra din, you could greet him with shalom. And therefore, this strong person, if you feel you have to go to his house, then you should try to just shake his hand, not say shalom. But if you meet him on the way, then you could be lenient and just say shalom like the mikra din. Kay nearly, so too it appears to me. I want to see note 16. Note 16, he discusses what is the halacha if one wants to greet his friend on the telephone, not go to his house. Are you allowed to call someone on the phone to wish him a good morning before davening? So in note 16, he writes, "V'lomar shalom b'telephone." To say shalom to someone on the telephone, b'sefer o halacha b'amitecha. Kosav she'ein dino k'mashkin l'pesach chaveru. This is not like going to the door of your friend. V'lochein heikil l'telephone kode matfilo l'chaveru. Therefore, he was lenient that you can call your friend before davening. O l'krovo, or your relative, she'yotzi l'adech, that they're going on a trip. Be'ofen she'im yamtin arachere she'yispalel. If it's a case where if you're going to wait to call them till after davening, kvar yotza yetzi chaveru l'darko, your friend's already going to be on his way, you're going to miss him. V'gam yevorchu leich l'shalom, and the bracha you should give him is leich l'shalom, she'eino shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It shouldn't just be shalom, it should be leich l'shalom. So that's what he says is okay. On the other hand, me'idach, Rav Yosef says, she'gam derech ha'telefon aser. He says to call your friend to greet him with shalom before davening is aser. She'gam zen nechshav kimashkim l'pisco. That's also considered going to his house to greet him. You can't call someone before davening on the telephone and to give him shalom. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkaton Yud Aleph. The reason why we said you should not go to his house to greet him with shalom is that is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein roi lahazkir shmo al ha'odom. Therefore, it's not befitting to mention Hashem's name on a person. Ulechabdo, and to honor him, kodem shemechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before you honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah. Ubeloshon laz yesh l'ayin. If you do it in English, then it needs investigation. Umistabra dim omer harachum yirachemcha. If you give him a bracha that the merciful one should have mercy on you, meaning Hashem should have mercy on you, oh, achanon yechanencha, the kadom ashari, that would be okay, because again, there, you're not just putting Hashem's name on him, you're actually referencing Hashem, that Hashem should bless him. To mevorcho b'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that case, you are in fact blessing him with the name of Hashem. Now in note 17, he points out to say Mazel Tov before davening, which comes up a lot of times as well. The Shevet Alevi writes, She'ein dino ka'amira shalom u'mutter. That's not like greeting someone with shalom. Saying mazel before davening is permissible. Ubeprat im yesh bazeh mishum da'ach shalom. Certainly, the person's going to get insulted and think you forgot about him. Certainly, it'll be okay. But Rav Vazner says that's not like saying shalom. Sivkaton yud beis. Oh, so we said in the Mechaber that you are allowed, even though you're not allowed to go to his house, especially to greet him with shalom. We said you are allowed to go to his house and greet him with safra de maritav. But then the Mechaber said, "Va'afilu ze einu muter elokesh hutzach alechas liros eze esek." Even that was only permissible if you had to go there to look at some kind of business. So look at the Mishnah Berurah if katan yud beis kushu hutzach. Ratzalomai shehutzach lalechas derech chatzero shel chaveru b'riyas eze esek. You had to go by the chatzer of your friend to see some kind of business. The agaze, and once you're going by his chatzer, holech lepischo, then you go to his door, lomer lo tzafer de maritav, that's permissible. So you have to go by his chatzer anyway to look at something, then you could go to his door and greet him with a good morning. Avalitein lo shalom af b'chiagavna aser. But to greet him with shalom, even when you had to go by to look at an esek, even that would be aser. But if you look at the Bir Halacha over here, it starts on the last word in the Bir Halacha on 238, continues on the next page. What the Mishnah Berurah just said is, that when you can't go to someone's house to greet him with good morning. But if you have to go by his chatzer, that's a heter to go to his door and to greet him with good morning. So says the Bir Halacha on the next page, I am a Mishnah Berurah Mashik Asavnu. Look what we just wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. Wrote Salom Ramitza say, Shehutzrach Lalechas. If you had to go by his chatzer, then you could go greet him. Avalitin lo shalom abuchi agavna aser. But giving him shalom, even in that scenario, is going to be aser. Umashma de dafka bazeh. It's mashma that dafka, in this case, we had to go by to look at something in his chatzer, then you can go greet him by his door. Kevan she'alko ponem hu mashkim lepischo lazeh. Aval im hu mashkim lepesach aveiro liro shom eze esek. It's mashma that it's only usher to give him shalom. If you had to go by his chatzer for another esek, then you're allowed to go greet him by his house with good morning, but not with shalom. But says the Bir Halacha, if you're mashkim lepesach aveir liro sham eza esek, you're not going by his chatzer to look at some business. You're actually going to his door to look at some kind of business, whatever it may be. The agav zeh notes in logam kein shalom mutter, and there you want a derech agav, give him shalom, that would be permissible. Kein kazav prima gadam, that's the prima gadam writes again. The Mishnah Berurah said that if you're going by his chatzer, so then you're allowed to go to his door to greet him with good morning, but not shalom. But if you're going by his door, mamish, you're going to his door to check for some kind of esek, then you could even greet him with shalom, according to the Prima Gadim. However, midivri abach ve'agro mashma de'aser apachi agavna, they say it would be aser even in that case. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we're up to Sif Katan Yud Gimel. In Yud Gimel, the Mechaber was saying that it's usher also, we said, to bow to him when you go to greet him by his door. And there are those who say that bowing is usher even without greeting him by his door. The Chayn Yesh Lahoros, and that is the proper way to be Machaber, not to bow before davening to someone, even if you meet him on the way. But the Mechaber said, if you started saying brachos and afterwards you don't have to worry so much, sivkaton yudalot pirish da'oz mutter lechroa, then you could bow kishayin mashkim lepischo. If you happen to greet him and you already started saying brachos, then you can give a little bow to your friend. Aval b'mashkim lepischo, but when you go to greet him by his door, bein lechroa onis shina shalom, whether it's to greet him or to give him a shalom, afilu hislav abrachos aser, being maslav abrachos does not help you to greet him by his door with shalom, or to greet him by his door with a bow. That only helps you if you meet him on the way and you want to give him a little bow. And even without the brachos, we said it's going to be mutter if you meet him on the way to give him shalom, the ikar adin, without the other shita that's more machmir. Sivkaton tes vav is going on the chumrah. After the Mechaber said, if you don't go to his door, you just meet him on the way, then you can give him shalom before davening. But there was a yesh omer that says that if you find your friend in the shuk, you shouldn't say the regular thing you normally say of shalom. You should say good morning as a sign to yourself that you shouldn't get caught up in conversation before davening, which is usr. So Sivkaton tes vav, he writes, b'motzei, v'lo yitein lo shalom, and you shouldn't greet him with shalom, afal pisha ragel yitein lo shalom, even though it's a person that you normally would greet with shalom. In this case, you should not greet him with shalom. Kedei litein, in order to remind yourself that you're before davening, you shouldn't spend too much time. Ratzalomer da'afta midina mutter. even though Mikra Din, it's mutter to greet him with Shalom when you meet him on the way, Mikol Makom Nogu Kadmonenu Lahachmir Bazeh Mizeh Hatam. Still, the Kadmonim were knowing to be Machmir on this for this reason, again, for the reason that the Mechaber told us, that you might get carried away and not realize that you're holding before davening, and you shouldn't get caught up in other things. If you look at note 20, he just points out, Shekesha Omer Beloshon She'enu Murgal Adabirbo, if you greet him with a greeting that you don't normally greet someone, Yiten Alibo Shalola Hisakev, it will be a reminder to you not to get delayed. V'imrogio lomer gut morgen, and if you normally say gut morgen, which is boker tov loshen Ashkenaz, so koso b'shal shuva shal moschayim sheyomer boker tov v'chein lehepech. Again, if you usually say good morning, you say boker tov, you say good morgen, say boker tov, you switch it up a little bit as a reminder to yourself. So it's not dafka din shalom, it's dafka in changing from what you normally do. And then Mishabura continues and says, v'im hisril ha-brachos, but if you already started saying brachos, ein lochush kolkach u'mutu litin shalom. If you greet him, you know, outside, and you had already started saying brachos, then you don't have to worry so much, and you could greet him with the regular greeting. I assume the understanding is, because once you're ready in the middle of brachos, you said brachos, you already started your tefillah, and we're less concerned that you will get distracted and caught up with your conversation, and you'll forget about davening. All this that we're discussing in this sif is initiating a greeting to your friend of shalom. But if your friend greets you with shalom, then you're allowed to respond no matter what. Even if you didn't daven yet, you're allowed to respond to his shalom. This discussion of not doing it is only if you want to initiate it. But as a response, it's always mutter. And certainly one who already davened, certainly someone who already davened, so for him it's 100% mutter, he can go to someone's door who didn't daven and greet him with shalom. Even though you're forcing that guy to respond, it's okay because the response is fine. It's only the problem of the initiation. And since you davened, you're allowed to go to his house. Even though you know he didn't daven, he's going to be forced to respond. Not a problem. That is the end of Halacha Beis. Alex, do you have a question? I stopped you before. Do you have a question? Okay. Mission accomplished. Show me.
Just back for a second to Yud Aleph, Sukkot Yud Aleph. What's the difference between the beginning of what the Mechaber is talking about, that you can't say Sholim, and the end of the Mishabur where he speaks about Harachim Yerachem?
Because there you're being, like the Mishabur says, you're being Mevorcho B'shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not referencing Hashem. You're like you're saying Shalom, like you're saying hello to him using Hashem's name. Here, you're giving a bracha that Hashem should bless him. You're referring to the rachum, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're saying Shalom to someone, you're not referring to Hashem. You're referring to a greeting using Hashem's name.
And so you're. It's not correct.
It's not
tefillah, but to give a bracha is okay.
Correct. Okay, let's begin. Okay, Alex. Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel, Aser lo lhisasek bitzrachav. A person is aser to be dealing in his needs, olelech laderach, or to go on a trip, ad she espalo tfilah shmona esrei. You can't deal with your own needs or to start traveling before you daven shmona esrei. The Rama writes in brackets, in parentheses, v'yesh mekilim la'achar sh'amru miktsas brachos kodem sh'amru baral sh'amr. There are those who are lenient to be involved in your own needs and to go on traveling after you already said some brachos that are before Baruch Shomer, like the brachos HaShachar. But the Rama says on the next page, v'tov lahachmir b'zeh, but it's better to be machmir, even if you said brachos already, not to be dealing with your own asakim, and not to be going on a trip. And then the Mechaber tells us, v'lo lecho v'lo lishtos, you also should not eat and should not drink before davening. Avo mayim mutter lishtos kodem tfila, but water you are allowed to drink before davening. Bein b'chol u'bein b'shabbos v'yom tov, whether it is weekday or it is Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'chein acholim u'mashkin l'refua mutter. And so too, foods and drinks that are for healing purposes are also permissible. We'll get into eating and drinking before davening in Mishnah tomorrow. We'll just start the beginning of the Mishabura here. We'll try to finish up some of 238, but we will not get to the eating and drinking. That will be in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow's shir. Sifkaton Yud Zayin, back to 238 at the bottom. We said it is usher to be lis asik in your needs or to go traveling before you daven. Says the Mishabura, v'kodem or aboker shari lasas malacha. But before the morning, while it's still nighttime, you are allowed to do malacha. V'kosava el yirabba de mikomokom ein laso shum inyan atchi yivarach seder abrachos. The Rabbi seems to say, but still, even though it's mutter before the Ora Boker, you should not start doing any of your own inyanim until you start saying Seder Abrachos. Upashit the kavanoso bechatzi shah shesamuch Ora Boker. It's pashit that he doesn't mean it's 2 a.m. He means when it's within a half an hour before the Ora Boker. Bitzrochav umishi sifkaton yurches umishi yeshlo avodim ivrim o mesharshim sitzar sheyesham shuhu. One who has an eved ivri or he has servants that need to serve him, yasirem mi be'erev, he should warn them in the evening, shebekumam mitasam, that when they wake up in the morning, yirchatzu yadayim, they should wash their hands, v'yavarachu habrachos, and they should say their brachos, v'yikru parsha rishona shel shema, they should read the first parsha kriya shema, v'achakach yochol lasos trochav, and then they can do the needs of their master, of their boss. That's all the midas chasidus. They should wash and they should say brachos. They should say kriya shema. But mikra din is no peida. Just like we find leniencies by workers, stam, that workers have certain leniencies. That's what's applying over here. But there's a very interesting note over here. Note 24. I'm going to read the second paragraph of note 24. He writes, "Umolachos kalos kachnosas kvisa mi moyenes lumbachona." I think what it means is a small job like putting a load of laundry in the washing machine. O lahorid pach ashba bedarko l'tfila, or to take out the garbage on your way to davening. Das lagonu shomzam urbach shemutter. So even though it's a very important note, even though we're saying that doing your own inyanim before davening is usser, but something that is a very simple thing that you could do, like take out the garbage on your way, that is mutter. So you can't take out the garbage on the way. If your wife says, why don't you take out the garbage on the way to shul? You can't use this, according to Shlom Zalman, as an excuse. I couldn't do it before davening, and I wasn't home afterwards. So you should take it out on the way to davening. V'knias mitzorche mozon l'tzorech ketanem hayotzen l'limudam. If you don't have any food for your kids for snack, and you want to run out to 7-Eleven to get your kids a snack bag for snack, so to buy some kind of food for the purpose of ketanim that are going to learn, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Yosef both say it's mutter. They're allowed to go out to buy them a bag of chips to let them go and take the yeshiva. That would be permissible. So these small little jobs are permitted. These are not considered the asakim that are usar before davening. We'll do one more mishabura, sifkaton yutes. We said the other thing that is problematic is leilech laderech, is to go on the road. V'afilu kodem mincha umariv im higia zmanim. And so too, before mincha mariv, if already zman for mincha mariv, you shouldn't start traveling. Dinam kimo kodem shachris, as the same din as shachris. And there's an interesting note over here, note number 25, which we'll end with. B'tama iser lotzeis ladera kodem mincha umariv. There's a machlokas, so what is the reason that a person should not travel before mincha mariv? Koso b'shalom Jewish Shevet Alevi. Rav Ozner writes, shu lo mishum she'osr lasos tzroch av kodem atfila. It's not like by Shacharis that you can't do your own needs before davening. That's not the pshat over here. Because you already daven Shacharis. It's not the pshat by Mincha Mar that you can't do your own needs before davening. Elo mishum sha'yidei kach lo yispalo b'yishvadas. The word, you might get caught up and you won't daven with a proper state of mind. Elo yispalo klal, you might get caught up and you won't daven at all. Ulefize, according to this reason, im hoya derech kitzara, if it was a very short trip, or shiodeya shiuchal achakach lo yispalo b'yishvadas, so you know you'll be able to daven b'yishvadas afterwards, mutter, then it will be permissible. Meidoch, on the other hand, das lagona shlom zalman orbach shegam kodem mincha umarav tama iserhu mishum asiyas tzrachav. Shlom zalman says the reason for mincha umarav is the same as the reason for shacharis. It's not proper covet to take care of your own needs before you dive into Hashem. Ach davka kisherotza atav lehispal. But Shlom zalman says it's only if you're ready to dive now. You want to dive in, so don't get involved in your other needs. Don't start traveling if you want to dive now. Avim rotza lehispal achakach. But if you want to dive in at a later minion, kigo mincha ketana, you want to dive in at the 5 o'clock minion, not the 1:30 minion. So nechshav kolohi giyazmano, then it's considered like the zman did not reach. Umutu lelechas ledaku lusasik b'tzrachim. And then according to Shlomo Zalman, you would be allowed to go on the road, and you would be allowed to be osik in your tzrachim. But again, even according to the first reason, if you're the chshash is that you're going to forget to daven. So if you have a shomer, or you have an alarm, or you have a minyan kavua, that would be a way to get out of that also. So it's not like according to that opinion that once 1:15 comes, you can't do anything till you daven. If you're going to daven at 5 o'clock, if you normally daven at the pre-shkia minyan, so that would be also grounds to do other asakim during the next 4 hours before you get to mincha. We'll stop here and we'll, Amir Hashem, finish this sif tomorrow night.